up, you could get back less than you invest. Meet Jamal.
Hey.
Jamal's just reversed into another car. And of all the people...
Oh, no.
It's his ex. How's he going to deal with this awkward situation? Thankfully, Jamal's got car insurance with Aviva. If you've had an accident, we'll talk to everyone else involved so you won't have to, Jamal.
Phew.
Helping you put the pieces together to get you back on track. It takes Aviva. Get a quote today at aviva.co.uk.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 12, Sir Starmer has promised to respond with cool and calm heads to Donald Trump's new trade tariffs. The UK is facing a 10% tax on goods imported to the US, lower than the 20% rate imposed on the EU and 54% on China. The new levies are on top of a 25% tax on foreign-made cars. Shadow Home Secretary Chris Philp has rejected suggestions the UK has been let off lightly.
Dozens and dozens of countries have the same 10% tariffs on all goods and 25% on cars, just the same as us, from Costa Rica to Colombia, from Peru to Paraguay. So we're not getting any special deal or special treatment. These tariffs are based on, essentially, reciprocation.
Asian and European markets have fallen sharply, with the FTSE 100 down by more than 1% this morning. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says the announcement is a major blow.
The global economy will massively suffer. Uncertainty will spiral and trigger the rise of further protectionism. The consequences will be dire for millions of people around the globe, also for the most vulnerable countries, which are now subject to some of the highest US tariffs.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has arrived in Hungary for a state visit. Viktor Orban's government is using the trip to announce its plans to withdraw from the International Criminal Court. Mr. Netanyahu is subject to an ICC arrest warrant over alleged war crimes in Gaza. A 33-year-old man has admitted to two counts of manslaughter after an explosion at a house in Newcastle. Two people, including a 7-year-old boy, were killed when it happened in October. Rhys Galbraith has also pleaded guilty to the production of cannabis. And Hans Zimmer is going to receive another Career Achievement Award. The Oscar-winning composer will be recognised at the Rocky Awards during the Banff World Media Festival in Canada in June. The weather, dry with plenty of warm sunshine for most of us, showers in the southwest later, a high of 19 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Lottie Morley.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Thank you, Lottie, and well met all. Here is our noon. This is where we consolidate all that we've achieved thus far and take Thursday up a couple of notches.
Alexander Armstrong
on Classic FM.
Thank you.
This is Classic FM.
Song from Mendelssohn's Songs Without Words, number six of those songs, and that was Sophie Pacini. Just ahead of that, Charles Mackerras was conducting the Scottish Chamber Orchestra in that opening movement of Beethoven's Symphony number 5. Colette is in East Malling in Kent and says, "Hi, AA, I love the Grieg piano concerto in the last hour, especially when Stephen Huff plays it. The beautiful part about three quarters of the way through when he holds it back with the French horns. Wonderful. I watched a fabulous performance. Stephen Osborne, in fact, under Edward Gardner. That was just a phenomenal. London Symphony Orchestra, another great version of that. And exactly the same, Colette. Now, for his Fantasia para un gentil hombre, Rodrigo used material from a set of pieces by the Spanish composer Gaspar Sanz, published in the 17th century. The gentleman, the gentil hombre of the title, refers to both Gaspar Sanz and the great guitarist Andres Segovia, to whom the work was dedicated. I thought we might hear the fourth movement. Thank you.
This is Classic FM. That comes from Delius's opera Coanga, and it is the beautiful La Calinda, played by the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, under Neville Marriner. And just before that, we heard that fourth movement of Rodriguez's Fantasia para un Gentil Hombre. Narciso Yepes was our soloist there with the English Chamber Orchestra. Now, Minna's is going to be with us at 1 with Thursday's Classic FM requests, so you can text her right now on 61812 or email via classicfm.com. Teach her the ways of your musical tastes, and she will be delighted to find the very thing to make your, indeed all of our, afternoons golden. Here, meanwhile, is the second movement of Ravel's Piano Concerto. Gabriela Montero was our pianist there with the Orchestra of the Americas under Carlos Miguel Prieto. And that was the second movement of Ravel's Piano Concerto. Ooh, Peter from Sheffield. Question for AA, the fount of all knowledge. Thank you very much, Peter. That's kind. What is the difference between a symphony orchestra and a philharmonic orchestra? I don't think there's anything substantially different. It's probably more of a clue towards the kind of repertoire they specialise in. Symphony orchestra is self-explanatory. And philharmonic is, well, they play harmonic music, I suppose. Yes, in terms of their size, though, they're very much the same. And certainly same capabilities, same spread across the wind sections and brass sections. So there you are, Peter. I hope that answers your question. In a moment or two, we should be hearing the Habanera from Bizet's Carmen. Great excitement ahead of the Carmen production that's opening on the 9th of April at the Royal Opera House, Covent Garden. So lovely to be playing that. The story of the Calendar Prince, also from Rimsky-Korsakov's Scheherazade. All coming in a moment on Classic FM.
This weekend on Classic FM.
Hello, Alexander Dragonetti here. You may know me from the most recent series of The Traitors.
Spurbaya,
I'm really enjoying presenting my programme. Trust me, it's a classic. Playing classical music you can always rely on. From the most iconic pieces to some of my favourites. Anything else is banished. If you haven't listened yet, there's still loads more to discover. Do come and join me.
Trust me, it's a classic. With The Traitors, Alexander Dragonetti.
Listen on your radio and on Global Player. Tomorrow night at 9. Classic FM.
I've got the new Samsung Galaxy S25 and so many brownie points. You see, Now Brief with Galaxy AI learns my schedule to keep me ahead of my day. Weather, activity stats and diary updates like Janie's birthday.
Oh, you remembered.
Thanks, Now Brief. Buy the Galaxy S25 on O2 by 4th of June and claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go worth £299. Selected languages only. Account login and network connection required. Claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go in Titan Grey from Samsung within 30 days of purchase. Terms apply.
Amazing deals now on at Currys. Like £60 off the HP Smart Tank 5106 printer. Now 149. Hold on, that's got to be some sort of printing error. 149. For cost-efficient, high-quality printing and scanning. And a best-in-class printing app. And with free ink. Wow. In-store and online at Currys. Are you sure that's not a printing error? Was £209.99 from the 10th to the 25th of the 3rd. Offer ends 30th of the 4th, 2025.
That was the garage, and it's going to take a bit more than we thought to get the car back on the road.
Well, all the more reason to get this box off to Vintage Cash Cow then, eh?
Who knows about these spoons?
At Vintage Cash Cow, we've helped thousands of people sell their old and unwanted items in one easy go.
That was Vintage Cash Cow on the phone. That bracelet was gold, you know.
Ah, good to get the old girl back on the road.
Text VINTAGE to 60777 to get your free postage pack.
Get that holiday booked feeling at Matalan. There's 15% off holiday shop, including swimwear, beachwear, summer fashion, selected luggage and selected brands too. Just in time for the half-term holidays. Shop in-store and online at matalan.co.uk while stocks and the sun last. T's and C's apply.
Meet John.
Hello.
It's Friday night and he's just dented his partner's new car. Now he's wondering if he can make a claim before she gets back home on Monday. Thankfully, John's got car insurance with Aviva. We're available for new claims around the clock, so John can sort this out right away. Telling your partner is up to you though, John.
Darling?
Helping you put the pieces together to get you back on track. It takes Aviva. Get a quote today at aviva.co.uk.
Turn your solo into a duet. Sign up for free to browse profiles and find someone on your wavelength at classicfmromance.com.
With over 50 years' experience at Fidelity, we believe there's a difference between investing and being invested. Investing is having access to guidance, tools, and expert insights. Being invested means feeling confident about your future. Investing is choosing from a wealth of investment options. Being invested means focusing on your long-term goals. For ISAs, pensions or advice, be truly invested with Fidelity. Go to fidelity.co.uk. Your capital is at risk. Terms apply.
Find the latest travel information at classicfm.com.
haven't laughed this much in ages.
I feel like I can't really let go. I know my bladder won't be able to take a real belly laugh. The floodgates will open.
You need Always Discreet pants. Total game changer.
Oh, let's have a look.
They feel just like underwear, but they're super absorbent. Plus, they fit like a glove. Have a go.
It feels amazing to properly relax and have a good old giggle. Same time next week.
Complete protection from heavy leaks with Always Discreet Boutique.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Alexander Armstrong
on Classic FM.
That was the finale of Vivaldi's Mandolin Concerto in C. Avi Avital was our soloist there with the Venice Baroque Orchestra. And before that, Magdalena Kojener was our soloist with the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra and chorus under Simon Rattle. And we heard L'amour est un oiseau rebelle. Love is like a wild bird, the habanera from Bizet's Carmen. Good morning, AA. Greetings from Birmingham. It's very sunny here today, but still a bit cool. Andy and Mags. Well, this is right. It's still only early April. Paul in Wakefield, lovely to hear from you. Good morning. Morning, AA. Long time no speak from sunny Bolton. Etta. Ah, lovely to break the silence and great to hear from you. And Gary and Elaine in Exeter also. So happy days to all of you and thank you for getting in touch. Now, Minnes will be along shortly at 1 with Classic FM requests. If you haven't yet been in touch with her, do. 61812 is the number to text. One more from me before Minnes arrives, and it is this from Rimsky-Korsakov's Scheherazade. Story of the Calendar Prince from Rimsky-Korsakov's Scheherazade. That was Zubin Mehta with the London Philharmonic Orchestra. Well, Minna's is next with your Classic FM requests. I shall be back tomorrow morning at 10. Have a lovely afternoon.
Classic FM.
If you bought a home on a holiday park in the UK, what you thought you were getting may not be what you ended up with. From unexpected site fee increases, running costs, a huge depreciation in value, many owners feel they've been missold. If you think this might be you, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive the compensation you're entitled to. Text ADVICE to 78900 to find out more. That's ADVICE to 78900.
When it comes to the beautiful game, Barclays is here for it all. From packed stadiums, top-of-your-lungs singing, and last-minute winners.
To muddy grassroots pitches, half-time oranges and mum and dad stood on the sidelines. For 25 years, Barclays has invested millions into community sports. Because there is no football without grassroots football. Search Barclays Football to find out more.
I've got the new Samsung Galaxy S25 and so many brownie points. You see, Now Brief with Galaxy AI learns my schedule to keep me ahead of my day. Weather, activity stats and diary updates like Janie's birthday.
Oh, you remembered.
Thanks, Now Brief. Buy the Galaxy S25 on O2 by 4th of June and claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go worth £299. Selected languages only. Account login and network connection required. Claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go in Titan Grey from Samsung within 30 days of purchase. Terms apply.
marking 80 years since victory in Europe, enjoy up to 50% off selected subscriptions at Find My Past. Find your relatives in the 1939 Register, a vast wartime document. Then delve deeper to discover them keeping calm and carrying on. Visit findmypast.co.uk/VEday and claim up to 50% off today. Your family history understood. Offer ends 21st of April. Terms and conditions apply.
When I'm wearing Tenor Silhouette underwear, bladder weakness is the last thing on my mind. The new Body Close Fit design gives me the confidence to live my life the way I want to. With up to 100% Tenor Triple Protection against odor, leaks and moisture, they feel just like underwear. You can't even tell I'm wearing them. Try new Tenor Silhouette, Product of the Year 2025, now even more discreet. Voted Bladder Weakness Product of the Year by Kantar. Survey of 8,000 people. Always speak to your GP.
Global Player.
Find thousands of brilliant podcasts like Blummin' Legends with Johnny Vaughan.
Each week we tell you all about a Blummin' Legend. So these people could be explorers, hunters, musicians, everything in between. We fill you in on the history, give you some of the facts, and hopefully entertain you in the process.
And find brilliant live playlists like Classic FM Revision. The perfect classical music to help you focus.
Global Player.
Download it now for free.
This is Classic FM with the latest news. Next.
Subway knows you love a good deal. So say hello to Sub Yay. Deals that will make you go, yay. Like 10% off your whole order, getting a meal deal upgrade, or buy one, get one free on a 6-inch. That's Sub Yay. Get a fresh deal every week exclusively on the Subway app. Subway, 60 years fresher than ever. See the Subway app for specific offer availability and T's and C's. Freshly prepared per order.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 1 o'clock, the US dollar has fallen to a six-month low against the pound after Donald Trump's tariff announcement. Britain is facing a 10% tax on its exports to the US, lower than the 20% rate imposed on the EU and 54% on China. The new levies are on top of a 25% tax on foreign-made cars. Business Secretary Jonathan Reynolds wants a consultation on the impact.
To enable the UK to have every option open to us in future, I am today launching a request for input on the implications for British businesses of possible retaliatory action. This is a formal step necessary for us to keep all options on the table.
Lucy Letby's barrister is due to hand over new files to the body that looks at alleged miscarriages of justice. Mark McDonald says they contain the full findings of specialists who believe there's no evidence she committed any murders. The former nurse is serving 15 whole life orders for killing 7 babies. A man has admitted the manslaughter of 2 people, including a 7-year-old boy, in a house explosion in Newcastle. Rhys Galbraith, who is 33, had previously denied the charges and was due to go on trial next month. Classic FM's Becky Clark says the explosion happened in a homemade drugs laboratory.
They'd built it in the downstairs of a building on Violet Close, where they were extracting cannabis concentrates. Police described that process as exceptionally dangerous and hope this tragic case will be enough to put off others.
An investigation into last month's crash between two ships in the North Sea has found visibility was patchy and neither had a dedicated lookout. One crew member is presumed dead after a container ship hit an anchored oil tanker off the coast of East